Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 792. The topic is nutrition, and the title is, Should I Worry About BMI? So BMI is Body Mass Index, and people will sometimes ask this question. So the person who did recently ask this question, they had just visited their doctor, they got blood work done, and they were worried that their BMI came back high. So it came back in the overweight range. However, this person is an athlete, and they actually look really nice. They look good. They have good aesthetics. So their question was, is this something that they need to worry about? Is having a BMI going to put a high BMI going to put them at a health risk? So the reason why they asked was their doctor actually told them that because they have a high BMI, they are at risk of health problems, which is very irresponsible of the doctor because this person is very healthy. They had nothing else different in their blood work, like nothing was off in their blood work, nothing was wrong, nothing was bad, nothing was even legitimately close to kind of risky ends of like normal ranges. They are an all-around pretty healthy human being. They look very fit, and this was something that made me angry because that doctor, it's unfortunate that I don't think most doctors stay within their scope of knowledge, their scope of practice. Now, this does not go for all doctors by any means, and there are good and bad people of all professions, but doctors have a very significant impact in what they say. So if my plumber tells me something about my car, I'm not really going to think much of it because I know plumbers don't know anything about cars. Not that they don't know anything, but they're not experts in cars. So when a doctor gives advice in regards to, say, nutrition or exercise, they don't know shit about nutrition and exercise. That's not what they're taught. So therefore, they're talking out of scope of their knowledge. However, people don't know that. So if a doctor tells them how to eat a certain way, they're going to think that that doctor is educated and they know exactly what they're talking about, just like a, say, registered dietitian would. And I have a master's in nutrition. I actually went through kind of the prerequisites to become a registered dietitian. I just didn't go through the internship process. I will tell you that throughout the entire program, the Masters of Human Nutrition, there wasn't a single class on aesthetic nutrition. There wasn't a single class on how you ate affected how you looked. There was only one class on performance nutrition, and it was aerobic-based, more so than aesthetic, rather than like strength-based or muscle mass-based. So it was really just like aerobic athletes is all it really talked about. The rest of it was health nutrition. So as somebody with a master's in nutrition, I will tell you that registered dietitians don't know very much about aesthetic nutrition, and they don't know very much about performance nutrition unless they sought that information out on their own, like I did. So I've been trying to learn about nutrition on how it affects the way you look, how it affects the way you perform since I was 15 years old. I'm 36, so I've spent 21 years. I've watched, not even overestimating, 10,000 plus videos on YouTube. I've worked for 18 years as a personal trainer, worked with over 2,000 clients. I taught at the university level for exercise physiology and weight training, had over 500 students. So I have a ton of experience education. I've read a ridiculous amount of books about nutrition. So I do have a very good grasp of what aesthetic nutrition is and performance nutrition. But it is something that we would think doctors know, and they don't. So it's very important that doctors don't speak out of turn. They don't speak out of their scope. And if they want to recommend nutrition advice, like recommend nutrition information, nutrition knowledge, I would strongly urge them not to, or to send the person to like maybe a book resource written by somebody who's educated, but not to just give their opinion. So I've had clients, I've had a female client one time that went to her gynecologist. The gynecologist told her not to gain any muscle tissue because it would make her PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, kind of affects like more significant. She said, don't gain weight. It's going to make PCOS worse. That's incorrect. if the female gains more muscle tissue, that helps chew through more glucose in what they eat, and it actually can improve PCOS symptoms. So that was horrible, stupid advice. I read a huge freaking book, 500-page book on PCOS, so I know what the effects are. I've read the book. And I wish that damn doctor would have read the book, because in the book it even tells you to build muscle mass. And it's just insane that people in high positions of influence just spit shit out that they have no knowledge of, no reinforcement of their knowledge. There's no formal education, and it's just so frustrating. So I was telling this athlete, I said, don't worry about your BMI. You're super healthy. Nothing came back problem-wise in your blood work. You definitely should not give up your athletic pursuits. It has a ton of emotional, mental benefits, a ton of physical benefits. So it was just, so demoralizing that this person thought that they should give up their dream or their passion because this one doctor told them their BMI was high. What an asshole. I want to go through this. If you look at my blood work, I actually recently got blood work done as well, and my BMI came back as me being obese. I am 6 foot tall, 280 pounds. 2 years ago, with healthcare, I had to pay a $20 a month tax. I called it a fat tax, however, they did not agree with me, because it's probably politically correct, politically incorrect, but I had to pay $20 extra a month because I had a high BMI, I had an obese BMI. So I paid $20 extra a month because the healthcare system said that I was fat and I was more at risk of health problems, even though I have FABs, so I have slightly visible abs. At 6 foot tall, 280 pounds, I just have a lot of muscle mass. But their system used BMI. If I came back as obese, they consider me as a higher liability regardless of muscle tissue. They recommended that I was 6 foot tall. I should only weigh 181 pounds. I told them I will pay them $20 a month so I don't have to lose 100 pounds because that's absolute bullshit. The poor worker who had to hear me rant about that because they wouldn't pass me on to a supervisor. That was their mistake. I expressed my feelings, and it didn't change anything, of course, but it made me feel better. BMI range is if you want to, just Google BMI calculator. I went to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, their link, but pretty much every BMI calculator is going to work the same because it's a normal equation. But you can go to a BMI calculator, put in your height, put in your weight, and it's going to tell you what your BMI is. So underweight is under 18.5. Normal weight is a reading between 18.5 and 24.9. Overweight is 25 to 29.9, and obese is 30, so or more. My BMI came back at 38, so it says I'm like horribly obese. Well, they can go screw themselves. So why does BMI matter? Like, what was the point of ever creating BMI? The point of it was to lump people into health risk potential. So they wanted to have an idea of just a general way to tell who was at risk of different conditions and issues based on weight. They did not factor in, and they note this in like kind of the research of it, they did not factor in changes in muscle mass, like body fat composition. So if I have 5% body fat versus 15% body fat versus 35% body fat, it doesn't matter. What they're looking for is a ridiculously broad scope view that if you are overweight, you are at higher risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and breathing problems and gallstones and some other kind of like smaller type issues. But what they wanted to see basically was what health conditions come with being overweight. They didn't factor in muscle mass. They make note of that. So if you go to like government sites and stuff, they even make notes in one way or the other, and you can find them around there, is that it knows that BMI is inaccurate based on muscle mass. So athletes are going to have a higher BMI that doesn't directly relate to whether they're at a higher risk of health problems. Whereas elderly people have a lower BMI than they really should read. They have a greater health risk due to lack of muscle. So athletes, the test is off due to how much muscle they have. Elderly, the test is slightly off due to how little muscle mass they have. So there's kind of like an either side of the spectrum. People who use BMI in conjunction with other tests or other aspects of health, that's the best use of BMI. BMI, looked at on its own, is stupid. It's very, very incomplete. Because all it does is tell you one broad sweep of whether somebody's at higher or lower risk. You then should look individual to the person and say, okay, well, if they're at a higher risk of high blood pressure, do they have high blood pressure? Do they have a high, like, resting heart rate? If not, then that's not that much of a worry. It's more so an indicator to look deeper. If somebody has a high BMI, look deeper. If they don't, they're probably okay. So if somebody has a high BMI, you should look into their aerobic health. Like, do they have, can they breathe well when they move? Or is their weight impacting their aerobic health? Therefore, then yes, it is a health risk. If somebody has a high BMI, look at their blood sugar. See if they have high, like, blood sugar, like fasting blood sugar. If they do, then yeah, you want to look even deeper into that. Look at diabetes issues. Look at maybe controlling blood sugar through nutrition and exercise. But it's more so an indicator that you should look, not that there actually is a problem. This is similar to when people just watch a weight scale and their goal is actually fat loss. So BMI as a marker of health is ridiculously incomplete. Watching a weight scale as a marker of fat loss is ridiculously incomplete. Just because I weigh less doesn't mean that what I lost to weigh less was fat. It could have been water. It could have been muscle. It could have been a mixture of water, muscle, and fat. We do not know of what was lost, how much was body fat. Just like if somebody has a high BMI, we do not know what health risks that puts them at unless we look at the individual health risks. So if somebody has a high BMI, it's probably a good idea for them to go for a sleep apnea test. But if somebody has a normal BMI, they probably don't need to. So again, it's more so an indicator of whether or not you should look deeper. So if somebody has a high BMI, but nothing else in their blood work comes back off, comes back high, comes back at risk, then it's not really an issue. Especially if you know that you do have more muscle mass than quote-unquote the average person. So if you're an athlete, which you probably are from listening to this podcast, you probably do exercise, you probably do have a little more muscle than a regular person. So if you know that you're a little bit into that spectrum, then your BMI might be a little bit off. If you're a lot into that spectrum, you have a lot of added muscle, then your BMI is going to be atrociously off, and it's absolutely not even worth paying attention to. You need to look at the individual risk factors. So if a high BMI puts you at risk of, say, high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, don't worry about the BMI. Go check your high blood pressure. Check your blood pressure. See if it's high. Check your resting, like, fasting blood sugar. See if they're high. Check the individual problems. That's going to be a better indicator of your overall health. The BMI isn't going to mean much. So if you have a ton of muscle, throw BMI out the window, look at the individual tests. Okay? So that was basically something I just wanted to throw out there because it was something that came up just recently, so I want to give that person their answer. And then also it's something that I think a lot of people run across the BMI. They might not have a great understanding of what it's meant to do. So again, it's just meant to be an indicator of whether you need to look further or not into deeper issues. But I thought it'd be a cool just reference point and just kind of talk about it. So the BMI is total bullshit. So BMI is TBS, total bullshit. If you have a lot of muscle mass, don't worry about it. Look at the individual tests. If you do come back with a high BMI, then if you are worried about that, look deeper. If your blood pressure and your resting heart rate are okay, don't worry about that. Okay, just because you have a high BMI doesn't mean you have high blood pressure if you don't actually have high blood pressure. If you have a high BMI, go ahead and test your fasting blood sugar. If it doesn't come back abnormally high, then don't worry about diabetes. You're probably not going to have it. Okay? So, like, diabetes would show if your resting, like, if your fasted blood sugar was high. So if it isn't, don't worry about that. So don't spend time worrying about the BMI. If you are at all worried, dig deeper. Go to the individual tests that BMI indicates as a risk. If the individual tests are okay, you are okay. So don't worry too much about it, okay? So should you give it attention if it's high? Yes. But should you worry simply because it's high? No. Okay? And then hopefully, if you do have a lot of muscle mass and you hopefully you don't have an insurance that charges you $20 a month for being fat, which is just bullshit. And as a funny side note, when I got the phone call from my doctor for the nurse assistant, I'm not sure the actual term, so I apologize if I am saying the wrong one, but the doctor's assistant or physician assistant was explaining to me my blood work, and she's like, well, you know, you should exercise and you should eat a little healthier. And I'm like, you know, so I'm like, I own a gym. So I basically told her, I said, well, I actually own a gym. I exercise all the time. I just have a really abnormal amount of muscle mass. And we were just kind of talking about the different advice that she was told to give and how just, oh my God, how blanket statement it is without actually any individual attention. So the nurse practitioner or the physician assistant is supposed to call individual people, but they don't have a freaking clue of what that person actually looks like. So on her chart, she saw 6'2", 280. She's probably like, oh, this guy's fat as hell. So she called me and spoke to me as if I was fat as hell. So they really should include some kind of body fat percentage or at least some photos or something. So here they are trying to seem like they're giving individual attention when they don't know shit about the individual. So really, really, really kind of lazy ass way of doing their service. I wish they would do that a little bit better. So just a little bit of for your information kind of information. If you have any questions, if you're worried about your BMI, every once in a while this does come up, so just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com and email us with your height, your weight, and some kind of picture, you know, the description of your act of life, your lifestyle. If you don't include the picture, I can't help you, so you have to include some kind of picture or some kind of access information to photos such as Instagram or Facebook or something, and we'll give you an idea of what you should look at, what your concerns are, and we'll help you out. So if it is something that you're worried about, just let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're going to be happy to help. I'm always happy to help. I appreciate the people who listen to the podcast, and I recognize your investment into listening to the podcast, and I want to make sure that we are as invested into you. So if you need anything at all, whether it's this assessment or anything in general, for emotional, mental health, physical health, anything that we can help with, always let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Hopefully that was helpful. You can check out more information about us on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Please share the podcast if you think it's helpful. If it's something that you think other people could benefit from, please share it with them. You can share it on social media. You can share it in email, text message, conversation, however you want. Also, if you like this type of information, you can always find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. So let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.